KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Thank you. And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Harold Scheffler, who is the chairman of the Acadian Group of the Sierra Club, and also Forrest Wright, who is the energy policy specialist with the Alliance for Affordable Energy out of New Orleans. They're here to talk about a public forum that will take place in Lafayette this Thursday, the 6th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Lafayette South Regional Library. And the topic is Powering Lafayette's Electrical Future. And as we were saying, people in this community are starting to get used to this idea of public forums and participating. There have been a number of things that have happened recently that have opened up topics to the community and really encouraged people to attend. So we're going to talk about this public forum, which is particularly about energy. And the public forum is being sponsored by the Lafayette League of Women Voters and the Sierra Club. And a number of people are participating. The guest speaker will be Simon Mahan, who is a renewable energy manager with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. So a lot of participants in this public forum for Thursday. So I think we'll start off maybe locally, Harold, and tell us how the League of Women Voters and the Sierra Club came up with this idea for a public forum.
You know, the world of energy is changing enormously. In the last 3 or 4 years, Lafayette's support of that change, the fact that gas has become plentiful, dependable, and affordable, low price, is changing the world of energy. And then the process of producing electricity from that product is super efficient compared to other processes. And Lafayette has had a 116-year history of producing electricity, and it's been a marvelous success story. But with the changes that are coming, we hope that a citizens' committee could be formed that would thoroughly investigate the opportunities for renewable, for solar, for wind, for natural gas turbines and combined cycles and so forth, all these things, and energy conservation. All these things be looked at in a serious way, studied carefully, and come up with a plan for Lafayette's energy future. This was done with recycling. The mayor and council admitted they didn't have the time to really study it, so they appointed a committee of about 10 or 15 people who met for about a year that made recommendations that were completely adopted, mm-hmm. which gave Lafayette an edge as one of the most advanced recycling community in the country, mm-hmm. which is something we can awfully be proud of. And it only happened because citizens volunteered, not being paid, stepped up to the plate and made some wonderful, marvelous decisions.
Now, you're not asking that these people who show up on Thursday work for a whole year.
No.
This is an open forum. They're not going to be, there's no responsibility than just the meeting on Thursday.
Right.
But Forrest, I know, has been very involved with this in New Orleans, and they're a little bit further along in the process than Lafayette. We're just kind of getting started on it. So maybe, Forrest, you can tell us how y'all's journey has been, because I know you're going to be a great help on Thursday to help people see what kind of a process could happen in this.
Well, this is indeed the start of a conversation, and it's so valuable to, as a community, come together, bring ideas together, and set a vision. Where would Lafayette like to be in meeting its energy needs now, going forward, and into the future? So New Orleans indeed has started this process with integrated resource planning. Basically, it's a 20-year plan that looks at all energy options and has a structured approach to finding the most cost-effective, the most reliable, the least risky. But the most important thing is it gives the city of New Orleans the ability to identify where it wants to go over those next 20 years and to start on the path to get there. And in Lafayette, this history of engagement on recycling, as Harold mentioned, on optic fiber and the high-speed internet, on the master planning that's been happening, all of this shows that community knowledge is a valuable and important part of public process, and it's part of bringing Lafayette to the future, a place where people want to be.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, Lafayette's even more uniquely positioned to deal with this issue than even New Orleans was because of the way our utilities are structured.
We're not regulated by the Public Service Commission. Mm-hmm. We're an independent provider of electricity and have been since 1896.
So the public has even a better chance of participating in this conversation.
Absolutely. We do have control of our destiny much better than a community like New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. that's the exciting and interesting thing as well. With a municipally owned utility, your customers and your shareholders are the same people. In the city of New Orleans, we have an investor-owned utility, and there are kind of a tension in terms of the interests and priorities between a business that is there to make money and customers, of course, that would like to pay as little as possible but get the kind of service that they want. But in Lafayette, the ability to actually bring those two considerations together, how as a company will LUS operate and what priorities the public has that they'd like to see the company put into place. And so that's what the conversation is about. That's where everyone can come, first of all, find out some great information about the various options for meeting our energy needs, what's in place presently, what are some of the choices coming up. Because, of course, if you look over a 20-year time horizon, there are going to be some power plants that need to be retired or some decisions made on where to purchase new energy or whether to invest in energy efficiency or renewable energy. All of those people in Lafayette would benefit to know a little bit more about and definitely to share their views.
And we're talking about Lafayette Parish.
Yeah. So LUS serves the city of Lafayette, not Lafayette Parish. Okay. Lafayette Parish is served by other providers, Entergy, Slemco, whole list of them, Clayco also.
We have a lot of public listening to us right now, Harold, but I'm sure many of them are wondering, am I really the one they're talking to? Who should attend this public
especially
forum?
Especially those who are paying the rates, you know, the 35,000 households that are in Lafayette, they all are on LUS. And, of course, the businesses have a key part because they pay the lion's share of the rates. It's the business that pay a big hunk of the rates.
So really, anyone using utilities is invited to attend this public forum. Anyone with a stake, they're all stakeholders in this.
We're stakeholders. We're owners, as Forrest had pointed out. And so we have this, you know, I guess somewhat of a duty and obligation to bring sunlight into this decision-making process and help the decision makers to understand what our needs are and how those needs can best be met.
Well, and then I'm sure they're wondering, what kinds of observations can I bring to a public forum like this? How am I actually going to participate at a forum? Again, we're talking about a public forum taking place this Thursday at the South Regional Library in Lafayette. It starts at 6:30. All are invited. But what are you hoping that the public will do? Give us this, and perhaps you've done this in New Orleans, but what happens in a public forum like this?
I would say bring your ideas, because there's nothing like the public hearing to bring ideas. And I would cite an example that we're trying to figure out how to get big barges to Alaska through our channels. And someone in the back of the audience said, oh, just build a little canal around the locks and y'all can do that. So, wow, can we do that? Well, it's a half a mile around the locks, and we'd have to dredge 30 miles across the bay in the Gulf to do the same thing. And so that idea is just an example how the public hearing does a wonderful job of bringing these wonderful ideas to the forefront that maybe someone had never thought of. Mm-hmm. Certainly we didn't when we were trying to figure out how to get, you know, 2,000 jobs done at the Port of Iberia and get barges to Alaska.
So all kinds of ideas can come out in a public forum.
That's the wonderful part of the public process in our democracy, that these ideas that maybe decision makers haven't thought of will come up with and say, you know, there's a better mousetrap here.
Mm. Well, let's talk about how the evening will go on Thursday. What can people expect when they go? What kinds of information? How is it going to be structured? Maybe.
Sure. So there will be a opening remark that sets the tone, that frames what the goals are, which, again, is to provide information so that people have an understanding of how Lafayette meets its energy needs and also can look at some of the resources, some of the strategies that are being used in other parts of our state or region that Lafayette might consider. There will be a great presentation by Simon Mahone. I've seen it. It is both detailed and very informative. It sort of looks at energy issues from a variety of angles. And afterwards, there'll be an opportunity for questions, but a more open conversation as well, that is a place where people can convey what their priorities are, what they feel is important in how Lafayette meets their energy needs over the next 20 years, to be able to make specific recommendations, as Harold has mentioned, even to be looking at how the decisions that define where we meet our energy affects our economy. And that's where business perspective is absolutely very valuable in this. It looks at rates. It looks at job creation, depending on the decisions that we make about where we meet our energy. So all of that, and then, of course, a discussion at the end on where to go from here. So the hope is that the interest will be there for people to continue to work together and to put those ideas together going forward into the next year.
Well, so you're looking at individual households, you're looking at businesses, anyone, again, who is interested in the future of Lafayette, anyone who has to pay a bill. So really it affects all of us in the city of Lafayette who are living
Absolutely.
Here and working here.
And, you know, we build it on a knowledge of maybe like the European countries are very heavily involved in renewable, very successfully. England's going to be 100% renewable by 2020. You know, Germany now is 20% renewable, will be 35% by 2015. And we're way far behind that. That may not be for Lafayette, but those issues are out there. And then the grid system itself, the opportunity for each home, each building to do a better job in conserving energy. Issues like transformers that are inefficient, sending power long ways and you lose a lot of it and there's better ways to do it. All these ideas need to be explored to the benefit of more dependable electricity and lower cost.
And perhaps share it as a community and people given the opportunity to discuss the merits. And I like the way you said earlier, Forrest, about we don't want to be caught looking in the rearview mirror.
That's right.
So really that's what you're giving people in a forum like this is the opportunity to not be caught by surprise and to look at all of the options.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us a bit more about the guest speaker, Simon Mahan. You've heard him give his presentation before.
Well, I've seen his actual presentation for this. Again, he's just a very knowledgeable person on the issues of how you plan for your energy needs. He is looking at a lot of the specific choices that are out there. But one thing that's really nice is that he has done the homework to get down to some of the specific figures that we can look at in a comparative way. Ultimately, we want to be taking all these best ideas and putting them on the table. At the end of the day, there's going to need to be a very practical analysis. There's going to be a need to look at which options are viable, available, which options are most cost-effective.
Make the most sense.
So that you are getting real solutions that the community can embrace.
All right.
When you look at the renewables, wind is coming way down. Solar's astronomically in a nosedive in terms of lower costs. And that's because the world is changing to that. And so we're at a turning point in this whole energy world, the availability of gas. But not only that, the technology that produces power from gas is combined cycle. You have a turbine engine, the same that fits on our jet aircraft, that is air-cooled, doesn't use water at all in cooling, super efficient. You know, these engines are 35% efficient. Then when the combined cycle exhaust is heating water to produce steam turbine power on the same generator, that bumps it to 55 to 60% efficient. So that beats the dickens out of our old gas-fired plant that's at 6%.
So a lot of great information will be transferred on Thursday evening. Right. Obviously, there is a lot of it out there, and it's hard for all of us to keep up with that knowledge, with the information, with research.
And that's the idea of putting a committee together to really explore the ideas and bring recommendations to the community, to the council, and the mayor.
All right. Again, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about a public forum that will be held this Thursday. It's sponsored by the Lafayette League of Women Voters and the Sierra Club. Right. It's open to everyone starting at 6:30. The guest speaker will be Simon Mahan, the Renewable Energy Manager with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. My guests are Harold Scheffler, Chairman of the Acadian Group of the Sierra Club. Also, Forrest Wright, who is the Energy Policy Specialist with the Alliance for Affordable Energy and has been very involved in New Orleans with a similar process although their utilities are set up in a different way than ours. But as you mentioned, that gives us all the more the edge in Lafayette to be able to do that. So the public forum, open to everyone. Lots of information will be available, discussion, questions. Out of that, what happens at that point? You mentioned a committee. What can people expect to happen after this public forum?
We would hope that, the mayor and our council move forward and appoint a committee. And we don't expect to do that, and we may not be included, but we would hope that they would come up with citizens that, you know, would have the time to study and really debate and look at all these options and bring the decision process to the council in form of a recommendation, which they don't have to follow at all.
Well, and again, a group of citizens who have been to a forum like this and listened to all of the stakeholders who participated in a public forum.
Well, and we're going to be hearing about decisions around energy now and in the future. The nice thing about the meeting coming up is that you get to lend your voice. You get to hear about some of the considerations before they come in the news and the decision has already been made. You get to be a part of that. So the real hope, of course, is that this is a conversation that brings, and we're already hearing that people from LUS are coming, civic leaders are coming, nonprofit members are coming, obviously from the Sierra Club and the League of Women Voters, that citizens are coming, that economic development folks are coming. This is the gathering of people that you would want to be able to set that forward-looking vision, and you get a chance to be a part of that if you come out on Thursday.
All right, this Thursday, that is a public forum entitled Powering Lafayette's Electrical Future, 6:30. It starts at the South Regional Library in Lafayette on Johnston Street. For more information about this, is there something on the website for the League of Women Voters? Or I know people are always looking for Facebook or a website where they can find out a little more information, Harold?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, perhaps on the Lafayette Public Library's website, they may have a listing for the meeting.
The League of Women Voters will have it on their website.
All right, they can look for that as well. I'm thinking of people driving, not having a way to write all of this down.
Right.
So maybe Lafayette League of Women Voters or the South Regional Library here in Lafayette. And, of course, you can look at some of these other organizations for more information about how they have handled this process in their own communities as well. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know about this public forum, again, sponsored by the Sierra Club and the Lafayette League of Women Voters, with special guest speaker Simon Mahan, and all are invited, all the shareholders, the stakeholders in the city of Lafayette. Thank you both.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Lake Charles, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present the McNeese Choirs in a free, mostly holiday concert this evening, 7:30 in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. Daryl Jones will be directing the choirs, and all are invited, again, free and open. Also this evening on the UL campus in the Alumni House, the Alumni Center, from 5 to 7, the UL Press will have their annual holiday book sale. Lots of their new titles that have been released this year, as well as most of their back catalog, will be available there. And there will be music and food, and a number of the authors will be there signing books. John Slaughter will be signing his book called Grankato. Also, Dr. Robert Carricker will be signing copies of his Boudin book, all published by the UL Press. That's tonight, 5 to 7 at the UL Alumni Center, the UL Press Holiday Book Sale. You can take a look at some of their titles by going to their website, which is ulpress.org. And the city of Lake Charles presents a Swamp Pop Christmas concert Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Central School Theater. The Little Band of Gold will be there performing their holiday music. Tickets are available through LouisianaCrossroads.org, or you can go stop by the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana or at the door. There will be a public forum Thursday evening at the South Regional Library in Lafayette entitled Powering Lafayette's Electrical Future, a public forum. All are invited to attend. And Little Band of Gold will be in Lafayette Thursday and Friday evenings at the Acadiana Center for the Arts for the Louisiana Crossroads Christmas Concert, their Swamp Pop Christmas Pageant. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to the Louisiana Crossroads website. Again, Thursday and Friday, and KRVS will be carrying the Friday concert on our airwaves, so you can tune in at 7 o'clock for that concert given by Little Band of Gold. The Hub City Theater and Storytelling Festival will run December 6th through the 9th at Cité des Arts. There will be original works, plays, storytelling, reading, street performances, and also a contest. They're calling it the Liars Contest, meaning the honorable practice and art of the tall tale. That's all during the Hub City Theater and Storytelling Festival. For more information, stop by their website, Cité des Arts, or call Christy Lichty at Cité. On Thursday, running through Sunday, Firelight Performing Arts will present Scrooge the Musical. They will perform in UL Lafayette's Burke Hall. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can call 337-962-0306. Call Firelight Performing Arts. The Tea Sippers, a local youth theater troupe, will continue their run of the effects of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. That will be at Cité des Arts this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings. Tickets will be available at the door. Also running this weekend, Through Thick or Thin, a local original play by Trina Tappo, and we'll be speaking with her next week about that play. And this Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Galleries up and down Jefferson Street will be open. We'll be speaking with Giuliano Cesari and Mary Bate about Giuliano's exhibit at the Acadiana Center for